Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Donnie's a young man from Baltimore who began dealing drugs at the age 14. He was incarcerated as a juvenile, spent time at Boys Village and Bolingbrook, a privately run residence for juvenile offenders. When he was released, he had no formal education, no degree. He could have ended up back on the streets, but against all odds, he didn't. Amid the clank of spoons and dishes, he tells the story of how he became a prep cook at the Dogwood restaurant in Hamden.
I was going to go to St. Ambrose, 12-week program for cooking, but I heard about the Dogwood Dell Institute, Gourmet Institute, and they said this was a good program, excellent program. It was an apprentice class, 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, I become a sous chef. So I said, that sounds very good. I think I better hop on that, and it's free. So I came in for my orientation the first day. Did my orientation. This was just to go to school. I never anticipated on working here. But when I first seen it, I said, I love to work here, though. But I came in for my orientation, and the interview was over. Interview went good. I helped out in the kitchen my first day and everything. Stayed for a couple of hours. So I went on home, and over the couple of days, I just kept calling here to see what was going on. He told me come in. And he asked me if I wanted a job. I said yes. So I said not only was I had did I have the job and I could go to school here, it's just like opened up a whole bunch of opportunity for me.
A whole bunch of new professional opportunity, yes. But Donnie's new job in life has led to a change in his personal life as well, one that has to do with two of his sisters.
Oh, I take care of my sisters. My sisters live with me. I got the only thing they gotta go to my mother for is whatever mother's supposed to do, like, for, not supposed to do, but, you know, make sure school books there, clothes there, stuff like that. But everything else, the discipline and stuff, they come basically from me. And that's only because now, it wasn't like this a couple months ago. That's because they see that I'm making a big change. So it's like, they always seen it. They always listen to what I'm doing. But just to see me make the transferable jump over to, like, doing something positive and seeing me be a leader to other people, and I guess I don't know what that do for, but I guess she liked that, though. So
he has his family behind him. He's got a new job and is getting an education. He's come a long way from a kid who stood in the corners selling cocaine and heroin.
I enjoy life. I'm like a homebody. I don't go out and stuff. I like to hang out with my son. I just try to teach him at an early age how to be productive, how to, you know, be an entrepreneur, so you'll never have to run into the negative things in life for real. Because my dream is to own a restaurant too. Or an enabling restaurant. It could be 500 hot dogs things. It wouldn't make a difference. As long as I got a network going on, I'm all right with that. Snowball machines, anything. Vending machines, ice cream trucks, anything. I like to do stuff for other people. Like, I really like to help people or let people know or make them aware what is available to them if they're trying to progress in life. And that's something that I've really been a stickler with now. And I don't know, over the last couple months, it's just been really growing on me. Been growing and growing on me. So I be trying to let a lot of people know it's better ways to do things.
Donnie has already started making a difference in other people's lives. He's already helped create a class to help people in similar situations get their GEDs. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore. Investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.